Queensland farmers who lost thousands of animals in widespread flooding this wet season have been denied federal funding to help rebuild their herd. An estimated 90,000 head of livestock were killed in several disasters in the state between December last year and April this year. Now, community leaders in the region are angered by the Commonwealth's decision to knock back a state government proposal for a $94 million jointly funded restocking package. Shane McCarthy is the General President of AgForce, the peak body for Queensland producers. Tell me about the extent of damage and losses that some producers have experienced over the past few months with several disasters.
We all remember the 2019 floods. And while these floods weren't as widespread as an area as the 2019 floods, they are, in some cases, the levels that we went to in this flood is higher and more devastating. It was on a narrower base focus, but yeah, the level that of water that went through some of these places is just astronomical.
What's that meant for some of the individual producers? What kind of percentage of their herd has been lost?
Yeah, so in some places they've been wiped out. I know of one smaller producer, all of his 300 head are gone. But I do know of a producer that in 2019 he lost 90% of his herd, and he's taking all that time to build his herd back up. And he has now lost 90% of his herd again. I mean, he went to one paddock and couldn't find them, and but could smell them. They were under 3 metres of silt. So the level of water that went through these places and the devastation to these farmers is just, like I said, astronomical.
So, Shane, if we're looking at a map of Queensland, what are the areas that have endured the most damage? What would be some of the main towns near some of these properties?
So we're talking west of Richmond in northwest Queensland, and the area that is mainly affected would be around the McKinley Shire, which is Dew Creek. So west of Richmond, north east of Cloncurry, where a lot of the rivers run in those areas. But the reason why that a lot of cattle in this country is because of those rivers and the flood country that, in a normal year, it's great country. But just in these type of disasters, natural disasters that hit, there's a wave of water. And when you're talking about amount of rain that happens in those areas in a short period of time, there's literally an inland wave that comes through and just takes cattle, sweeps cattle away or any stock in that area.
The Prime Minister says it should be up to the state government in Queensland to fund an assistance package. Is he wrong?
It's helpful, and the state government has been, I can't fault the state government. They have been more than helpful, but they are limited in what they can do. And it's, this, we're talking, Queensland, who have 49% of the national herd. So it's just not a Queensland problem. It is a national pod problem. And as such, the federal government should be able to step in and help. It wasn't that long ago that we had flooding in the southwest, and they got similar packages, and trying to explain to these producers that they're not going to get that assistance. Other people, not that long ago, got similar assistance.